COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have risen substantially in the U.S. from low points earlier this summer. In some states, ICUs have been overloaded as the Delta variant keeps its hold on much of the country. The Biden administration has said booster shots may be available to eligible groups next week, but that timing is uncertain. Scientific advisory committees still need to meet in the next several days. Earlier today, Lisa Desjardins spoke with CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky about many of these questions. It was part of a special forum hosted by Research America, a biomedical advocacy group.
One of the items that is a major discussion for scientists and for you right now is the idea of booster shots. Now the Biden administration is planning to roll out a major booster effort within just days. Now, I wonder if you can tell us exactly who you think should be getting those booster shots, what the plan is right now, and what does the data support here? How do you see this?
We know that among the things that we need to do as we're planning a lot for booster shots is to really focus as well on the unvaccinated. So I really do want to highlight that while we are focusing on booster shots, we cannot take our eye off of making sure that people who are not yet vaccinated get vaccinated. So let's say that, but also turn to the importance of the data that we are going to need to collect to understand who and when booster shots can and should be given. We at CDC, I'm really pleased and proud to say, have been following a group of cohorts of selected people across the country to follow the question of how are our vaccines working. Now, we have many of these cohorts, tens of thousands of people, 4,000 healthcare workers that are getting a test every week, regardless of symptoms, that can tell us about asymptomatic spread. We started to see that there was some waning with our vaccine effectiveness, just with regard to infections. People weren't getting that particularly sick yet, but just with regard to infections. And that foreshadowed, we may be seeing this soon with regard to hospitalizations and severe disease. And that's really where we came together and said, as a country, as a government, we are planning for this. We know that this might happen. We're starting to see the data that it might happen, and we are now planning for this.
And will those booster shots begin as planned? Or
So I'm not going to get ahead of the FDA's process, but we are planning, and I'm hopeful for the timeline that's been mapped out.
You also are a global infectious disease expert, and you know that there's been so much pushback from around the world, from the WHO, saying this is like giving a life jacket to someone who already has a life jacket. Your counterpart in Africa said it's not fair. And you've worked on infectious disease in Africa. I wonder how you respond to that criticism.
I think it's a false narrative to imply they're mutually exclusive. My job as the CDC director is to protect our country. I do that by making sure that the people of this country are safe. And I do that by making sure that the rest of the world is safe so that people don't bring other things into this country, other variants, other diseases, right? We have already donated 130 million doses of vaccine to 90 countries. And when I think about what the impact of boosters will be here in the United States over the rest of 2021, we anticipate perhaps about 100 million doses of boosters being given in the next 3 months. During that period of time, we will have donated 200 million more doses internationally. So I don't necessarily think it's a fair discussion to say either or. I think we have to do three things simultaneously. We have to work to vaccinate the world, and we are doing so. We have to work to boost people here in the United States so we can maintain a good level of protection. And we need to work to vaccinate the people who are not yet vaccinated. And we can't focus on any singular one of those paths. We have to do them all together.
I know that you want Americans to be confident in your organization, but how do you respond to criticism that still Americans feel they're getting conflicting messages?
Yes, I came into this position in an agency that was being challenged at the time, and in a public health infrastructure that has been, that's had a hard 18 months. My job as the director of this agency is to protect the public health and to make sure that I have a strong 12,000 team to do that on behalf of the public. It has been hard to convey rapidly changing science. I think that you know, people want the answer today and they want it to stay the answer. And, you know, Delta changed things for us in this country, and the science for Delta evolved. And my responsibility was to review the science, review it carefully, update the science to protect the American people. And that's what we did when we put masks back on. And in fact, I will say that we did it in pretty record speed. We did an outbreak investigation with colleagues in Massachusetts that that demonstrated that you could transmit if you happen to be a breakthrough infection with vaccine. We corroborated that within a weekend. We published the data within a week, and the guidelines had changed that week. That's hard to, you know, move a train of 300 million people through to convey that science. But that's what we needed to do. And we are actively following the science. And that science as it evolves is resulting in our evolution of guidance. And that's what I was asked to do as director of this agency.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, thank you so much for your time and for joining us. And thank you for your work.
Thank you so much for having me.